Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
And now we're going to talk about magnetic fields, which I've been looking forward to all week. The Earth's North Magnetic Pole has been slipping away from Canada toward Siberia. Apparently, this is from liquid iron that's flowing around the planet's core. It's causing our experts in geomagnetism to make a rare move in updating the world magnetic model. To talk with me about this and help me understand is Brian Meyer, Geomagnetic Data Manager at NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information. Brian, welcome and help.
nothing too alarming.
Nothing too alarming. About. Okay, good. First of all, explain in the simplest possible terms you can muster how these rivers of iron beneath, you know, in our Earth's core are affecting our magnetic field.
Yes. Yeah,
and so, why do we care?
Of course. So the image most people have of the Earth's magnetic field is these big concentric circles, you know, that go way out into space, and they look real neat and tidy and predictable. But the closer you get to the core, the more it looks like a ball of yarn where all these kind of magnetic fields are real tied up. And so we kind of try to predict how these eddies, you know, similar to a river, kind of twist and flow. But we only are able to use small windows of data. And then if those eddies change the way they flow real quickly, which is what happened here right at the time where we released our previous model in 2015, then our predictions can be slightly off.
So they're changing all the time. It's not a matter of whether they change or not. It's how quickly they change.
Exactly. So we update this model every 5 years according to military specifications and other user needs. And so what happened was we predicted that the North Magnetic Pole was actually slowing down in its trajectory, but it actually maintained a speed of about 55 kilometers per year. And so we kind of got outside of our users' accuracy requirements, and so we decided that it was best to update the model.
So how is this different from what I understand is we also have a central bar magnet in what I'm calling Middle Earth, and that there are other smaller bar magnets that maybe are getting stronger because the central bar magnet is losing its intensity. Is that all related?
So this kind of goes back to that big ball of yarn that I was talking about, and that, you know, it looks like a big kind of your normal bar magnet when you get farther away, but the closer you get, the more complicated it becomes. So, we're losing some kind of total field strength over the course of time, but again, nothing to be concerned about, nothing that's kind of outside of normal things we've observed in the past.
So is field wobble something we have to worry about? I mean, wobbling in itself just doesn't sound like a good plan.
It's not something we have to worry about. You know, we're constantly monitoring this. There's lots of satellites with magnetometers that are observing this. We have a global network of magnetic observatories on the ground, and we're also starting to use cell phones. We have an app called CrowdMag that users can download that can help us observe these kind of local wobbles.
Wow. Okay. So this ball of yarn imagery, does that ball of yarn and its magnetism, that does it have a geomagnetic pulse, and how does that contribute?
I'm not sure I would describe it as a pulse,
okay.
But it definitely does have some sort of attitude, where kind of different parts of the Earth's core will change at different rates. So there's actually a well-known anomaly around just off the coast of Brazil called the South Atlantic Anomaly, where the field is weakest, and that's a very well-known thing. It's persisted for a very long time, and satellites and satellite operators have known about it, so they know to kind of protect their equipment when they're over that area.
So besides navigation, is there any other real-world way that people like me will see how this is making a difference?
Yeah, so we work closely with power companies and people who operate oil pipelines, really any long conductive material, because changing magnetic fields and space weather can induce voltages across these infrastructures, and so which can lead to power outages, corrosion, other issues. Mm-hmm. So that's something we monitor and work with.
Brian, you just said the words space weather.
Yes.
What is that?
So space weather, so the sun is constantly streaming off high energy particles as well as magnetic fields. And so these particles and fields hit our Earth's magnetic field and interact with them in a way that's important to kind of observe and take into account. And so...
Yeah.
And this is what causes the auroras.
Brian, I think we need to have you back for a much longer conversation. Geomagnetic data manager at NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information, Brian Meyer, thank you so much. And I also want to say thank you to the producers of this show, Markita Fornoff, Kelly Gordon, Jeffrey Besoy, and Jake Maldonado Medina. I'm humbled by the work you do every day, and I'm honored that everyone out there has let me into their homes, offices, and cars this week. We'll see you next time.
I wonder where I'm from.
You just heard a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to the discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet us at @CarrieNPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all our shows by subscribing to this podcast. You can send us your questions or comments by emailing talk@npr.org.